Paul, you're away to Gateshead Leam Rangers this weekend. You'll be hoping for a much improved performance than last week.
Hopefully, Ray, because last week's performance, as I said, the first half we were very poor. I think we came out of the change rooms thinking we were going to actually just be given the game, but you know and I know in football, you only get back what you put into it, and first half performance was poor. Second half was much improved, and really we controlled the game, but we just couldn't get that equaliser.
The unfortunate thing is that it hasn't quite worked out for Quakers in cup competitions this season, has it? There was the one lost to Redcar on penalties, and there was another cup tie lost. If you want to make a good fist of this one?
Oh, definitely. And we should be, every game we go into, not just cup or league, we should be wanting to win, because at the end of the day, we're Darton Football Club. We want to win everything and every game we enter. So I wouldn't say there's any reason we lose in cup games, but at the end of the day, we got beaten. We have to lick our wounds, and hopefully we bounce back on Saturday.
I take it there were a few harsh words said after last weekend's game.
Definitely a few said, and I couldn't repeat them on here, but yes, I wouldn't say we laid the law down to the lads, because I think the lads knew within themselves they hadn't performed, the work rate wasn't there, and that, for me, the main thing was the attitude wasn't there. I think they just went out and they actually thought they were going to win it, but hey, give them the due. Half time we had a word with them, they went out. Second half was a much, much improved performance, but we were already 2-0 down by then, so it was always an uphill battle.
It just goes to show that they've got to be professional in their outlook, haven't they? Not allow complacency to creep in, no matter who they're playing.
Well, I've always said it, complacency is a cancer, and if it does creep in, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at, you'll get beat. And once you start thinking, well, I wouldn't say they thought they were going to win. I think they just went out, and maybe that little edge, that little mental attitude, that little bit of sharpness wasn't there, and they were trying things and doing things in the first half they don't usually do. So I think all that contributed to getting beat.
On the league front, though, I think it's fifth or sixth in the table, which isn't bad going, is it? Missed a chance to go top last week, though.
Yeah, but looking at the table now, I think we 7 points adrift, and that's the team that beat us was Hebburn Reserves, and they were fantastic side, give them the due. On the night, they were a really good team. But yeah, if we'd have won that, we could have went top, but there's still a long way to go, loads of games, and we've lost a couple of players to Northern League sides in the last couple of weeks, so we're looking to strengthen. There's a couple of lads going to come in really for Saturday, so hopefully they enjoy it, they like it, and it's all about the squad.